We are learning Maseches Yevam, Mistav Tzadik Aleph, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last few words of Tzadik Amud Beis. It's in the Mishnah, Hoysa Bas Yisrael. We're talking about this Isha who Eid Echad said that her husband died, and she went and remarried a second husband, and then the first husband shows up alive. She gets a bunch of Knossos, and one of the halachas are that she's called a Zayna, because Lamaisa, she was the Eishes Ish, that was Bazana with another man. So halacha is, if she's a Bas Yisrael, she's Pasul from the Kuna. It's possible she's a Zayna. What's the Chiddush? So the Gemara, Bas Levi min Amaiser Tzrichalei. The next part of the Mishnah said that first of all she's Pasul Kuna, and then it said Bas Levi min Amaiser Bas Koyim min Atchuma. So Bas Levi min Amaiser Tzrichalei. Bas Levi min Amaiser min Mifsalah Biznos. Is a Bas Levi become Pasul from Amaiser if she's Mizana? But time within a Brisa Levia Shnispis. A Leviah who got captured by Goyim, and we are choshesh, maybe she was nivela to a Goy, which would make her into a Zayna, or she nivela bilas nus, or she was mezana to a Goy or with a Chalal. The halacha is nois lo maisa v'echelas. You give her maisa and she can eat. So there's no psul maisa for Levi Bas Levi who is mezana. So what's takapshat? Om Rav Shesh is knasa. It's a knas. We made a knas that she can't eat mice, even though Medina, she really can eat mice. That part of the knas was, we don't let her eat mice anymore. So it's bothering the Gemara. Once you say she can't eat mice, of course she can't eat chuma. It's a kava chaymer. So the Gemara, fill up with chuma d'rabbanon. Even chuma d'rabbanon she can't eat. And even chuma d'rabbanon she can't eat. That's what the Mishnah is adding on. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, what the Mishnah is adding on. Then it says further in the Mishnah, it says that one of the things already said was she does not get a ksuba. And now it says that Ein Yarshim Shalzev, Yarshim Shalzev, Yarshim Ksubasa. If she dies, her Yarshim are not Yarish her Ksuba. And the question is, we just said she doesn't get a Ksuba. So what Ksuba are we talking about exactly? Talking about Ksuba Ma'avirita. What are we talking about? Which type of Ksuba? Omra Papa, Ksubas Din Dichrin. Now, we have to give Akdama. What exactly is Ksubas Bin Dichrin? So in a regular case, where we have a person, we have Reuven, he's married to Bracha, and He's also married to another woman. And Bracha dies. He's married to two women, Bracha and Rachel. Bracha dies. Now, Bracha came into the family, came into the marriage with a lot of money from her father that her father gave her as a nadin, as a dowry. And it was written in the Ksuba. Now, when Bracha dies, her husband is Yerusher. Her husband's still alive. Yerusher is Yerusher. Now, when he dies, let's say now the husband dies, Reuven dies. So now, really, Reuven has children from Bracha and from Rachel. So the halacha is that Bracha's children take that ksuba that the father, Reuven, was Yerush, and they get those nechasim, and the rest are split between the family. And what is the reason for that? Because a father will never want to give his children, his daughter, a big dowry because he's worried that it won't stay in the family. Because if she dies first, the husband will be Yerush and he'll spread it around his own family. So here, we make sure, to ensure that it stays in the family, we let her children get it. It's called Ksuvas Bin Dichrin. That's the halacha. So here, Dr. Papa, we're talking also Ksuvas Bin Dichrin, which means what? Here, this lady who we're giving a knas to, she died. Someone said her husband died, she went to marry someone else, went to marry Yankel. Then Reuven showed up, she goes back to Reuven, and she died. And Reuven was Yerusher. Reuven was Yerusher in a chasim. So now, when Reuven dies, maybe the children get a right on her ksuba, her bin dichrin. So, Freitag Marakasha, why should she get that? Then we say she loses her ksuba? Pshita. Isn't it possible that the kids do not get it because she doesn't get her ksuba? She loses all ksuba. So, maybe she who did an isser. We give her a knas, but Lazara for her children, like Kansu Rabbanon. We don't give a knas to her children. Kamash Malon, no, that even her children get a knas, that means that even though there's a din of ksuvas bin dichrin, which means the money that their mother had went now to the father, they should really get first right in it. But since there was a knas, because the mother, it says there's a knas on her ksuba, we said nothing doing, the kids don't get it either. That's the chiddush of the Gemara, even though they didn't do anything wrong, but it's part of not having a ksuba is that this is the halacha. And the same thing says Yarshim Zelzeh, also the second husband, also it's possible to have a case like that where the second husband, let's say they were married, when she remarried the second husband, which was a mistake, but her father gave her a dowry then also, and she died, and the husband was Yerusher. Now also, it's possible to have the Shalak Ksuvas Benichrin, and the halacha is that they make a knas, and the Yerushim, her Yerushim do not get that. Zok the Gemara weiter. It says, Ochiv Shozev, Ochiv Zev, Cholzum Levi Avin. That means Reuven and Yankel, they died, and they had children. The halacha is that Reuven's brothers do chalitza and oyibim, and also Yankel's brothers do chalitza and oyibim. Because, now remember, Reuven is the real husband, and Yankel is the husband who married her by mistake. So let's see the Gemara. So Ochiv Shorishayim is the brothers of Reuven, chalitza medaraisa, then he chalitza medaraisa, because this is really a real good marriage, the Reuven's marriage. Just the reason why we say they have to get divorced is because of a kenas, but it's a really good marriage. So now there's a chalitza medaraisa. When he dies and they're still married, there's a din chalitza medaraisa. If Avon made a takana, they shouldn't do yibam because of a kenas. Because of a kenas. Ochel Shosheni, the brother of the second one, really shouldn't eat anything because the kushim was not typhus. She was the Eish HaSish. It was a mistake that she married the second one. And therefore, the brother of the Sheni really shouldn't have any din yibam. But the halacha is, you do chalitz min rabbanon, you do chalitz min rabbanon. What's the pshat? Rashi says, because Shema Yoyim Rugir Zev Nazeh, people are going to think that really Reuven gave a get and she married Yankel. And a Yankel dies without children and they don't do chalitza, people are going to say, hey, what's going on? Therefore, we do chalitza. But v'loy miyav, v'loy midrais min rabbanon. There's no din yibum, not midrais and not midrabbanon. Now, it's a shailin da achroinim, could someone do yibum, could made a brother do yibum, because it might not related. So could a brother do yibum? So that's a big shailin. The Marsha is a tzadi. You can't. But that's a shayla and acharonim if they can actually do yibum. But the halacha means there's no mitzvah yibum, not midrashim or the rabbanon. So the Gemara writes, "Ksubasa al nichsei baila." Now at the end of the mishnah, like halfway through the mishnah, we have three tanaim who argue on the Tanakama, and it goes like this: Rabbi Yosi says, "Ksubasa al nichsei baila harishon," which means even though he said that there's no din ksuba for this woman who remarried, and then her husband showed up, we say she gets no ksuba from her first husband. Rabbi says, no, you do get ksuba from first husband. You do get a ksuba. Rabbi Elazar says that the Rishon, the first husband, gets her metzia and a maisiya deha, which means her handiwork, vafaras derech, could do vafaras darm. Rabbi Shimon says that there is a din yibum on Reuven's brothers. V'yasa chalitzasim v'achav sharishon v'teres tzarasa v'einav lad v'imenu mamzip. And exactly what Ibn Laman and Mamzer is, what we'll talk about soon. But like upon him, the three, we'll talk outside. It's not in the Gemara, we'll talk about outside. But the three Tanaim here, Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Shimon, they argue on Tanakama. Each one says something else. And the Gemara now is going to have two stadim, who agrees to who from these three Tanaim. Are they being mice with each other, or they're arguing with each other? What's going on? Zok the Gemara. Om Rav Huna, Basroi moidu l'kamoi, kamoi l'moidu l'basroi. That means, the Rabbi Eliezer is Moisif on Rabbi Yasi and holds like Rabbi Yasi plus. And Rabbi Shimon holds of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yasi. So Gemara explains, Rabbi Shimon Moidul Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shimon is Moidul to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that you get that the husband gets her Metziah and a Maisidah. Rabbi Shimon agrees to that. Because Rabbi Shimon gives the biggest kula, according to this sound in the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon lets Yibum. Rabbi Shimon lets Yibum means it's really a continuation of Reuven's marriage. It's really a continuation of Reuven's marriage. And Reuven's marriage had a knas on it, the inalas they married. Now, if Rabbi Shimon allows Yibum, so he's allowing something that I would say is also. Rabbi Shimon, Moidler, Rabbi Yazid, the Ma Bia, the Iker Sura, Loikonis, Madach Bia, which is the Yavam is doing Bia, which is called Iker Sura. That's really the knas that they made on the Isha, that she can't stay married to Reuven. And now we're allowing the Yibum to happen with Bia, and he didn't make knas in that. The Kolshkem, but see also, my Sidad, the Mainu, Kolshkem Mamoin, he would agree that the husband gets. That's Rav Shimon. Shimon agrees to Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar loymoid Rav Shimon. Rav Elazar does not agree to Rav Shimon because Mitziyosa might say that the minor who loy kalis not the main kanas. Ava bia the yisuru kalis, but bia which is yibum he'll hold his also. Vitavayu and both Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon moidul Rav Yesi that they moidul Rav Yesi that she gets a ksuba. Why? Because madach hani the yasa to say loy kalis. Madach mitzia and ma'isidah, which would keep them together, and discourage them from getting divorced. Still, according to Rabbi Lezer and Shimon, the husband gets it. So of course, the ksuba, which is on the way out, of course they would get. But Rabbi Yosi, on the other hand, here's the first Tana. He doesn't agree to all the two Tanaim. Why? Only ksuba, which is on the way out, is not kanas. Vahani the also to say, but Maisidea and Mitziyosa that keeping them together, that he holds the husband's not get, and of course they can't do yibum because that's mididi isura. Vahani the also to say kanas. That's vada does a knas. That is Rav Huna shita that. Each Tana is being moist on all of them. Rabbi Yosi says that they get a ksuba by a rishon. Rabbi Elazar says not only the ksuba, but the husband gets the ma'aseh deah. And Rabbi Shimon says, not only does the husband get the ma'aseh deah, and she gets a ksuba, but even could do yib. That's according to Rav Huna. Rav Yechon says exactly the opposite. Rav Yechon Ramah, kamoi moidu lebashroi, bashroi lebashroi kamoi. The first Tanoim in order agreed to the ones afterwards, and the afterwards did not agree to the first ones. Rav Yossi moidu le Rav Elazar. Rav Yossi is moidu to Rav Elazar that the husband gets the ma'aseh deah and the metziah. Why? Because of Kavach Haimer. Madach suva, the medidei lididah. Loikonis, madach suva, which we're giving to her. It's going from him to her. We don't make kanas to her. But kolshke metziyasa ma'aseh the medidah lididei. Of course, tziyah ma'aseh deah, we're taking away from her to him. Of course, he gets that. Rab Elazar loy moidule. Elazar does not agree to Rab Yossi because he says, metziyasa ma'aseh deah, who the medidah lididei loikonis. You don't make kanas on tziyah ma'aseh deah because that's going from her to him. Avaksuba the medidei lididah. Maksuba is going from him to her, Kanas, Avada, that is a Knas. Vitavayu, and they're both Moidele to Rav Shimon, and they're both Moide to Rav Shimon, that you can have Yibum. Mahani de Machayim Lekansi, Madach, these things, Maiseda and Ksuba, is things that are Negea for the couple that's alive. Beard Lachamisa, Beard Lachamisa, Lekoshuk, and of course they would agree you could do it. Rav Shimon Le Moidele, Beard Lachamisa, Lekanas, that you're not Knas, Avahani de Machayim Kanas, but those. The Metziah and Ksuba, which is Mechaim, that didn't make a Knas. So according to Rabbi Yechon, it's the opposite. Rabbi Yossi says the most. Rabbi Yossi says you have everything. You get Ksuba, you get Ma'aseh Deha, you can have Yibum. Rabbi Elazar says there's no Ksuba, because that's to her, but he gets the Ma'aseh Deha and he gets the Ma'aseh Deha and the Metziah, and of course, they could do Yibum. Rabbi Shimon says the only thing is Yibum, because that's after they're both dead, after he's dead, regularly. After he's dead, it's not like getting a marriage anymore. That you can have, but anything else you can't have. Zok the Gemara Vayta. It said in our Mishnah that this whole thing is dafka v'yamere eid echad. That's this whole knas. But if it's nisas shaloi b'shus, which means you got married with two eidim came and said the husband died, and that's what you got remarried. The halach is that if a husband shows back up, muteres lach, so you're allowed to go back to him. The halach is allowed to go back to him. That's the halach. There's no knas. Omra huna rav, halchi yilchasa. Rav huna said b'shem rav, this is the halacha. Now, just in a second, I just wanted to point out something before. Rav Shimon says before, "Ve'ein avlad b'menu mamzer." He said two things, that you could do yibum, ve'ein avlad b'menu mamzer. What does that mean? So Rashi in the Mishnah says it means, he's arguing the Rashi in the Mishnah, that even if you stay married to the first husband, it's ein avlad b'menu mamzer, it's not a mamzer. Now, that doesn't stem with the last Gemara, Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon said you only allowed things that after Misa. And here we see Rav Shimon says something about ein avlad b'menu mamzer, which is something that when they're alive, we're saying it's not a mamzer. And therefore, the feet of the last Gemara of Yechon, you have a tie to any of Laman and Mamzer, means there's no Mamzer from the Bia of the Yibum. That's what means any of Laman and Mamzer. Okay, that was Stamazai Tekazach. I promised I would say that. That's why I said that. Let's go back here. Nisus Lor B'Shus says if you get married with two Edim, the Lachis is allowed to go back to your first husband, and if the husband shows up, you're allowed to go back to the first husband. There's no Knas. Om Rav Hun Om Rav, Hachik, so this is the Halacha. Om Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says like this, you know, these words, Nisus Lor B'Shus, is part of Rav Shimon's words. So why are you sneaking in a Hachi Yerosa? Why don't you say it like a mensch? We pass like Rav Shimon. Only Rav Nachman, Gamva Gnuvi Lomalach. Why are you being like sneaking something in by saying Hachi Yerosa? Isvir Lach Rav Shimon. If you're like Rav Shimon, aim at Lach Rav Shimon. Say it straight. Lach Rav Shimon. The Shmaitzich, because you're Halacha, you're saying Hachi Yerosa, that Halacha is the two Edim. You let it go back to the first husband. That's like Rav Shimon caused law. The Chitim, are you going to tell me, you know why I didn't say Lach Rav Shimon? Because I didn't want to be like all his things he said. Even the other halachas, that he said that you could do yibum and that there's no a mamzer, maybe it will go on that also. So if that's the case, say halacha b'shem. The last thing he said, which is that if nisus would aid him, you could go back. Why are you saying halacha b'shem? Kasha, it's shver. Now, Rav Sheshesh is going to ask on this whole etzim hachi hilchasa. Rav Sheshesh, aminiki na'im v'shachav Rav om lo shmaitza. I think Rav was sleeping when he said hachi hilchasa. Because mashma from Rav, it is machlekes. That means someone would hold that if two Edom came and said that bracha could remarry, and she remarries, and then the dead person comes walking in. So it sounds like that you have a tzad that's also to the first husband. And Rav Sheshesh, what are you talking about? How can you blame her? She had two Edom. That is it must be they are arguing. What should have she done? Man is answer. It's a partial dinus. We have two Edom saying she could remarry. Is it a tiny on her? That's question number one. Of course, one of the svara, he doesn't understand how is it possible you give a einish to someone who listens to two edim. Va'oid, another kasha, I'm going to ask you a kasha with a cheshbon, with a brisa. Va'oid, Tanya, luntan a brisa, kol arayis shevetayra, ein tzrichas emenu get. All arayis, chayv ekrisis in the Torah, ain't tzrichas emenu get. It means, if someone marries their mother, chas v'shalom, they don't need a get. It's not tvis kedushin. Chutz, me'eshes ish, shenishas api bezdin. If an eshes gets married api bezdin, which means with an eid achod, then you need a get. Like we learned in our Mishnah, you need a get, the rabbi, you need a get. And it's mashma api bezdin, the bayegita, api eidim le bayegita. It's mashma, in this bray said that if you have two eidim, and then the dead person shows up, you don't need a get from the second husband, because that's like a regular erva, and you don't, there's no din, knas, to give a get. So now the Gemara analyzes this price, money. Ilem Rav Shimon, if it's Rav Shimon who holds that you let her go back to the first husband by Edim, so the problem is, Rav Shimon holds that even when you bring a ride, Rav Shimon holds, even with the Eid Echad, you don't need a get. Ilem Rav Shimon, api bezdim by a get, v'atayin lintan a price. Rav Shimon Omer, also bezdim v'harasam, kizodoin ish b'isha. When Bezdin makes the psak with the eight echad, then it's like someone was mazana on purpose. She becomes also to her husband. Al piedim, when she gets remarried, al piedim, because she got ishvisha, she's like a shaking until she let her go back to her first husband. And it's mashma. It's the only difference between eight echad and two edim is only if you let her go back to her first husband. But edivi like by yigita, you don't need a get. So Rav Shimon, you never need a get. So it must be that this price that it says you need a get is going to Rabbana. Elala Rabbani. And what does it say? By two aid, you don't need a get. And the Gemara is assuming, if you don't need a get, it means, it must mean, if you don't need a get, it must mean that she's mut to go back to the first husband. Which is a Pella. So why? Because Tysus asks like this, why are you saying, if you don't need a get, it means that you're mut to go back? I'll bring you a raya that's not Tali Zev Zev. It's not Tali Zev Zev, because Rav Shimon holds, neither one needs a get, and still, this is Beit Echad, is also to the first husband. So you see, it's possible, even if you don't have a get, it's also. That's Taisa's question. Taisa's answer is that in Rav Shimon, you don't find a knas. So there, everything's Medina. But the Rabbanon, you see, made a knas for someone who got married at Eid Echad. So he has the idea of a knas of a get. If the halacha was, you were also to go back to the first Baal, so then you would have made a get. You would have said they have to have a get because you would have made a knas. If there was a din to go also to go back, you would have made a knas. That they don't have a get, it must be there is no knas. Like Tosfos says, "End the Maskal Api." Im Isad Ave Katzina Veidim Ave Bayi Gito. With Loi Bayi Get, find out Loi Kansuo B'Shtei Edim Moteras Lachsa. That they don't need a get, it must be they didn't make a knas because if it was also they would have made you have a get. So Kapon, the Gemara's Raya right now is. The Gemara's right at this. My first kasha is that Haki Sarah Bon hold with two Adim, you also go back to husband, they are oinus. Number two, I'll show you that it's mutter. Why? Because the Brice over here says you don't need a get. And if you don't need a get, it must be also that you mutter go back to the Baal Rishon. Because this Brice cannot be Rav Shimon, because Shimon holds you never need a get. So Gemara, no. Loyal Rav Shimon, this Brice that says there's a difference in get between one Adim and two Adim is Rav Shimon. You told me this other Brice that says that also Bezdin Beirasan Kazadan Ishvisha, Piedim Ishvisha, it sounds like there's no get. No, you're reading it wrong. Learn Rav Shimon. But Tritzachi, Rav Shimon Aime also Bezdin Beirasan Kikavanas Ish Beisha, Uvay Get. He's saying, by Eid Echad, we make a Ki'ilu, you did a regular Pnuya Habal Pani, that's when Skavim for Kedushin needs a get. That's exactly what Rav Shimon is saying. He's actually saying that by Erech you need a get, and between you don't need a get. Rav Ashi Yom HaZivim Taras. He's going to Rav Shimon. It's Masri, you don't need a get. No, Lina Surak Tani. He's only handling the Issa to go back to the first husband. Vachkama. Also Bezdin by Rasam. If it's done with Erech, then you have Psak Bezdin. Then it's Kazadin Ish Beisha Umitzar Baila. It's like someone is Mazana on purpose, and it becomes also to her husband. Api Edim. If it was api two edim, kishugas ish v'isha of loy mitzra abayla. It's like a shaygig where you don't become usher on the husband. Ravina Amar, on top of tzadik alaf on beis, Ravina Amar, le'inyin carbon k'tani. On the whole lot of pshat, we're talking about regarding a carbon. Do you bring a karma? We had in our Mishnah that if you do it with an Eidacha, so it's called also Vahiras, Bezdin, so then you don't bring a carbon. If you get married up to Eidim, then you do bring a carbon. Vino Amar, bring a carbon, Tani. Also Bezdin Vahirasim, because Zadin Ish B'Isha. It's like a Zadin, a Mezid, bring a carbon, a massive carbon. So when you do up to Eidacha with a Bezdin, it's like a Mezid, you don't bring a carbon. Api Eidim, if you do up to Eidim, it's not a Psak Bezdin, then it's Geshigas Ish B'Isha, a massive carbon. It's a thing that you have carbon. The Baisim, the last Eretz, Hokamaisa Rabbanani. Really, the first price is Taka Rabbanam, because according to Shem, you don't need a get. It's Mashma, P8, you don't need a get. No, we'll tight, you do need a get. What you say, Hokamaisa Rabbanani? But Tritzachi, Chutz me Eishas Ish, Shnissa P. Bezdin. The only one that need a get is an Eishas Ish, which means someone got married with two Eidim, and Shnissa P. Bezdin, someone got married with one Eid. Both cases will need a get. So, Akaponim, we answered Rav Sheshu's second kasha. Well, we still have Rav Sheshu's first kasha. His first kasha is that it makes no sense that someone could hold, if the Isha gets married to Edom, she's considered a mezid, and therefore she's also her first husband. She ain't earnest God of Mazad. Two Edom said. And that will be the next Gemara's discussion.